It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
It's our mystery voice game.
The champ is here.
The champ is here.
I didn't think we still had it.
Are you going to do it every night?
I was just going a cappella.
The champ is here.
The champ is here and she leads 6-3.
Are we going to play it every day until I win my crown back?
Perhaps.
Again, like how we had fun with her being an Akron nominee, the novelty wore off fast. Yeah. But no, the reigning champ, if you didn't hear Friday or yesterday's games, little Lanzi won her first ever round on Friday. It was an auspicious occasion.
It was indeed. Mm.
So 6-3, did you say, big boy?
6-3 to the champ.
Celebrity voices, Albie will play us a said celebrity. If we know who they are, we get 2 points. If we need a clue, we only get 1 point. Ladies and champions first.
First one for you, Alana.
I felt stupid and humiliated and betrayed and pretty pathetic.
That was Lisa Wilkinson.
Talking about our show.
That's what I say to Shannon every night when I'm driving home. How'd the show go? I felt humiliated.
And pathetic.
And pathetic. It's also what our performance reviews say. It's a tough time.
All right, yes. She's not bitter though, Lisa, by the way.
No, she seems to be hanging it all together, Lisa. No.
All right, your first one, Nug.
You know, and I remember when I started in radio and I accidentally happened upon, there was an article in the paper and then, of course, sometimes online and they had all the comments below.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend of mine had printed me the article from the computer, but they'd kept all the comments.
Oh. Is this a lady I've possibly asked her on a date while wearing a safari suit?
I think you might have.
That's the beautiful Fifi box.
Yeah. I think we send you down to the beach for a one-on-one.
A million years ago. Remember when she was the weather lady on Sunrise Alarm? Do you remember that? A million years ago?
Might have been a child.
She was here on the coast and we were doing a breakfast show and I wore my best safari suit and because I've always had a bit of a crush on Fifi Boggs and asked her to a date at Sizzler.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not telling us the answer.
A gentleman never does. Because she said no very quickly.
Good opening round, 2 points each. Second mystery voice, Alana.
I mean, this is unbelievable as well. The fact that everybody's here in my studio to do this. Like, I know that a lot of people are definitely going to hear it. Whereas in previous years, I wasn't sure if anyone was even going to hear my tune. You
know what I mean? Is that Lewis Capaldi? I'm just going to say Lewis Capaldi.
Do you want a clue?
Oh, yeah. I'm obviously wrong. I'll take a clue.
Obviously, a Scottish producer. Biggest hit.
Oh, Calvin Harris?
Yay.
I thought it was a singer.
Definitely very. Is Calvin Scottish?
I assume.
Clearly from that.
No, I think.
And just a quick question. Who's Calvin Harris?
Calvin Harris did One Kiss with Dua Lipa. He's done heaps of songs, but he produces for a lot of...
Okay, he's a producer.
Yeah.
All right, good, good, good. I've now heard of Calvin. Good for him. I like his accent.
It is a good
accent,
isn't it?
Scottish accent, yeah.
Okay.
Listen to it all day.
Your second person has an accent as well.
Great.
One happens to meet a blonde, fantastic singer, and the other one, just a month later or something like that, meets a red hair who's equally fantastic singer, and they didn't even think of starting a group.
This is very hard because you've given me, there's two clear options here. These two men literally sound exactly the same. So thank you for making this as difficult as possible.
I know who it
is. So I'm going to go, because it's a 50-50, I'm going to say that's Bjorn from ABBA.
You've gone for Bjorn? It is. It's Bjorn.
Total guess. Because again, they literally sound exactly the same when they speak. So thank you for making that incredibly difficult.
Nice.
Bjorn from ABBA fame, and they've just released their new album.
And was that talking about meeting Agnetha and Annifrid, was it? To complete the band.
Yeah.
Bonus round.
So this will actually determine who wins today's round.
I love that.
It's very exciting.
Jump in when you think you know who this is.
And when you're allowed to go and catch up with mates.
That's Andy.
Oh.
Wow.
You are so quick.
What's his last name? Tamish Blake and Andy.
Oh, I didn't even know which Andy you were talking about. He said a syllable and a half. You're unbelievable at
Andy
this.
Andy Lee.
Oh, so Hamish and Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Right, I'm all caught up now. Yeah. Is he friends with Calvin Harris? I'm learning so much today. That was a great get.
That was a great get, and it's
Lanzi.
Another win for the champion.
The champ is here.
Yay, 5-4.
Nice, Lanzi.
So it's 11-7.
Sure is. Two rounds. Good work, lady. Good work. Tomorrow, what's my line?
This will be an interesting one because this is your forte. You're really good at.
I wouldn't use the word interesting, but it's going to be happening. Lads, we'll see you then.
See you then.